From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 7th. We have Illinois' reaction to yesterday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Then we head to Southwest Chicago to hear the stories of essential workers in the time of COVID. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he blames President Trump for the violence that desecrated a temple to democracy, that is, the nation's Capitol building. During debate over objections to the Electoral College vote, the Illinois Democrat said President Trump wanted the mob to disrupt the constitutional process.
The vote we're going to have here is a clear choice of whether we are going to feed the beast of ignorance or we are going to tell the truth to the American people. We saw that beast today roaming the halls. Let's not invite it back.
Durbin calls the Capitol a special sacred place that was defiled by thugs. Congress certified Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's win early this morning. Republican congressmen from Illinois are denouncing the pro-Trump extremists who stormed the Capitol yesterday. Brian Mackey has that story.
Reaction is coming in slowly. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis issued a statement calling this a sad day for our country. He says, quote, the lawlessness has got to stop. Meanwhile, his Northern Illinois colleague Adam Kinzinger is going much further, blaming his own party for the insurrection. Here he is talking with NBC.
Anybody that calls themselves a Republican, like myself, should be very ashamed right now.
Kinzinger also says President Trump is responsible for what happened today, but he's long been critical of the president. His Southern Illinois colleague Mike Bost, however, has been more closely aligned with Trump, even signing on to that Supreme Court brief seeking to overturn the election. Bost issued a statement calling the actions in D.C., quote, un-American, but on President Trump, he was silent. I'm Brian Mackey.
Elsewhere, as of yesterday, Champaign County has administered close to 6,000 initial doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. That represents about 3.5% of the county's total vaccine-eligible population. 19 people from the county are now in the hospital with COVID-19. That's the highest that number has been since mid-December. Meanwhile, Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 68 COVID-19 patients yesterday, 12 of those patients in the ICU. Downstate Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller has come under fire for quoting Adolf Hitler at a pro-Trump Washington, D.C. rally. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Miller, a freshman Republican from East Central Illinois, quoted the Nazi dictator at the Tuesday rally, where she said a lasting GOP victory could only come by reaching young people.
This is the battle. Hitler was right on one thing. He said, whoever has a youth has the future.
Miller's remarks were condemned by Governor J.B. Pritzker the next day. Pritzker, who is Jewish, said Hitler got nothing right.
If Representative Miller was the least bit interested in history, she would visit the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center to learn just how wrong Hitler really was.
Pritzker called on Illinois Republicans to condemn Miller's remarks, and some of them did, including State GOP Chairman Tim Snyder and Senate Republican leader-designate Dan McConchie. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Miller did not respond to a request for comment. Still to come, we'll learn about a mural on the southwest side of Chicago that honors essential workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In southwest Chicago, a large mural honors essential workers. There are portraits of Javier Montaño, a postal carrier who's a U.S. citizen, and Juan and Rosalinda, who are undocumented. Underneath are the words, El Corazón de Chicago, the heart of Chicago. Their stories are told in the podcast COVID Between the Coasts. And Judith Ruiz Branch has this report for Side Effects Public Media.
Rosalinda is a cashier at her brother's corner store. She says it's open every day, and she works every day. As the pandemic began, she says business increased since people in the area were avoiding supermarkets. But once everything opened back up, business slowed.
no nos ha afectado tanto de la cuestión de que vengan a la tienda. Pero la economía sí, porque la gente ya no tiene...
It's not a question of whether people are coming into the store. They are, she says. There's just less, because they don't have extra money to spend now. Rosalinda paid a personal price too. She and her husband contracted COVID-19 in April and didn't work for a month. They weren't able to get any government aid, but her brother helped with their rent. Javier Montaño is the postal worker featured on the mural. He's first-generation Mexican-American and grew up in this community, Pilsen. We planned to meet in front of the mural, and even though it was pouring, he showed up. That's how it is with essential workers.
Many of them are making minimum wage, and they're just trying to support their families and get through the day with a handicap, you know, whether it be their status or whether it be their lack of pay.
He questions the way aid programs handed out money during the COVID crisis.
Some people were staying home making way more money on unemployment than these people that were grinding day in and day out. And I'm not the person that makes the rules or policy, but that to me doesn't seem fair.
After our interview, I pointed out Rosalinda behind the counter. Javier joked that people don't recognize him in the mural because he looks skinnier there. Juan is the butcher shop worker in the mural. He's grateful for the opportunity to live in America because he can support his family back home in Guatemala.
Yo soy de Guatemala y llegué aquí en este país para echarle ganas para salir adelante y no tengo muchas experiencias pues de
He left a small town in Guatemala as a teenager and followed his older brother to the United States to find work. Being in the mural is an emotional experience because it's the first time he's ever been a part of something like this. And he thinks it's good for people to see.
Para que vean la gente que podemos hacer salir adelante todo y luchamos con toda la pandemia.
So people can see that they're fighting. Despite the pandemic, Juan's hours have been cut at times during the pandemic, but he tries to stay positive for himself and his family. He says his father recently had to have his feet amputated, so Juan and his siblings send money back home to support the family.
Pero siempre hemos echado más ganas. Y en esas cosas como que nos queda la experiencia de...
He says you have to keep pushing forward and trying your very best, because it's in those experiences that you learn how to live life. For Rosalinda, Javier, and Juan, life has had to go forward, even in this crisis. But there's hope to be found in that. Here's Javier again.
We're all spokes in a wheel. We all have a job to do. And unfortunately, we've been on the front lines, and we're bringing people what things they ordered, where their connection to the world.
Hope, it seems, has become the most essential of all. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
You can hear more from these workers on the podcast COVID Between the Coasts from WNIN. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies once again today with a high of 35 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Charlie Schlenker, Brian Mackey, Jim Meadows, and Judith Ruiz Branch. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.